Now we have letters to the evening news, which this week have people writing in about their childhood, car drivers, UK aid overseas, and the good old NHS.
We had lots of fun without technology, writes Jean Borrett Wingfield of Ditchingham. Today's youngsters spend hours on their computers playing games, watching television or on their mobile phones. I was born in 1942. No TV, no computers, no telephones of any sort. Mum didn't drive, very few did. So what did we do? Actually, lots. I was the eldest of three girls. We coloured in books, read books, traced a lot either onto paper or white linen, which we could then paint or embroider. Also, we painted jam jars and put flowers in them. As we were girls, my second sister and I would knit clothes for our dolls and sew little blankets and pillows for their prams. But it wasn't all girly things. Outside, we climbed trees, standing or fallen trees. We skipped, played hopscotch on the road, played footy with the boys and rode our bikes. All good fun too. Certainly we slept well at nights, usually after a good wash down on the kitchen table.
Rosa Hun of Norwich says we should take pride in UK aid. I'm so proud of the impact UK aid has made to millions of children and their families. It is important to me that our community supports the UK's commitment to helping the poorest people help themselves. We are big enough to help those in need here and abroad. This means our doctors and nurses assisting in communities and training local staff in times of disaster or disease. During the Ebola crisis in Sierra Leone, NHS staff and UK military personnel trained 4,000 health workers alongside hundreds of British charity works. UK aid shows us at our best. It's why I'm supporting Save the Children to encourage the public to have conversations about UK aid. We can and should move the debate away from why we spend aid to how best we spend it. Let's help shine a spotlight on this issue and the pride we can all take in UK aid.
Jill Baldwin of North Walsham has praise for staff at our city hospital. I want to give my heartfelt praise and thanks to all concerned in docking ward at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Out of the blue, I found myself being treated for lung cancer, despite never having smoked in my life. The overwhelming kindness, patience and skills experienced and witnessed from all staff was truly inspiring. The challenges faced, of which the general public are now well aware, have to be addressed urgently. The powers that be in government should experience frontline NHS treatment when they themselves need it, not the private accommodation hospitals where pressure is at an entirely different level. Thank heaven for the dedicated, compassionate and totally overworked staff who continue to do their wonderful work.
More praise comes from R. King of Diss. I don't understand why politicians and the media keep running down the NHS and ambulance service. Instead, they should be praising them for coping with the large increase in people calling the service and going to A&E. They never blame the public. It's the public who call the ambulances and go to A&E. I have seen many reports where ambulance staff claim that well over half the calls are not emergencies, and some people will call the service over and over again. The idea of people taking responsibility for their own health seems to be a thing of the past. Look at the obesity problems and weekend drink-related problems.
Incompetent drivers cause crashes, says Jane Atwood of Wissenset. Regarding a recent article, I take issue with the statement, lack of gritting leads to 37 rush hour crashes. The reason for the crashes is simple, incompetent drivers. I was driving to work on that morning and having noticed that my car was covered in ice and that the roads were white in many places, I adjusted my speed and braking distance accordingly. Unfortunately, it seems that many motorists these days seem unable to grasp the fact that white or shiny roads and the flashing ice alert warning on their dashboards means that it is advisable to attenuate their speed and use simple measures such as cadence braking to prevent loss of control. I have noticed since the opening of the NDR that it is now fashionable for some drivers to drive about 3 metres behind you at 70 miles per hour in the fog and ice, flashing their headlights so that they can get to their accident as quickly as possible.